Saturday is going to be International Coastal Cleanup Day. And if you look at the stats from 2019, 21 million people around the world got involved in beach cleanups or river cleanups or community cleanups in 180 different countries. Together, they collected over 100,000 tons of waste over the course of 24 hours. It has been dubbed one of the largest civic events in the world. And I know a number of our listeners are going to be participating in beach or river cleanups. I'm going to be at Strandfontein on Saturday morning involved with one of them. If you've been thinking of doing it but you weren't sure how to get involved, you know I have previously pointed you towards Clean Sea and their operations, but I have a second suggestion for you today, and that's a relatively new organization called Sunshine Cleaning. Founded by two local women, Santi Gous and Ursula van Eck, they were concerned about plastic waste in the oceans and its impact on marine life, and they decided to tackle the problem at source by trying to prevent plastic from getting into our river systems, which in turn carry it out to the sea. And I have one of the founders, Santi Gous, with us on the line now. Lovely to have you on the show today. Santi, welcome.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Tell us a little bit more about what prompted you to start Sunshine Cleaning and how long ago was that?
Yes, so myself and Ursula both felt the passion in our hearts to do something to address the plastic pollution issue that we see around us happening. And we started working together in February this year to really to see and understand sort of what is the issue, what is causing it. We did quite a lot of market research and spoke to quite a lot of people during lockdown. Everyone was all of a sudden quite available.
Yeah.
And we basically realized that there's a lot of organizations doing a lot of things, but what is kind of what we miss is that there's not an integrated approach to really solve the problem. So there's still a lot of plastic waste and waste in general going into the river and river systems and oceans. And so we've been working on really putting together an integrated approach, both going in and doing deep cleans, like we are going to do this Saturday in Blue Downs, but also through other interventions. For example, one can put stormwater drain capturing devices and have that regularly cleaned. Mm-hmm. You can do collection systems through schools. So on the one side, collecting the waste out of the environment, specifically near rivers and oceans. But then on the other side, we are also looking and working, and this is quite exciting, on product development out of recycled plastic to really sort of push the boundaries a bit in terms of what can be done with recycled plastic so that through the sales of new innovative products, we can actually help fund the very expensive cleanup exercises.
So you make it a bit of a circular economy that you retrieve what can be retrieved from what you've collected, recycle it into a product that can be sold, and that money in turn gets fed back into the system to fund the next cleanup. And of course, there's job creation in that circle as well, which is fantastic. Santi, it doesn't address the issue of where the waste is coming from in the first place, though. And I know you've been working very closely on the Blue Downs Canal system. Communities alongside there who don't have regular waste collection, who don't have sufficient bin space for the site of community that has swelled in numbers faster than anticipated. There's so many factors at play here. Is anything in your sort of focus looking at that issue of how we stop it getting there in the first place?
Yes, so for that we are really thinking of addressing it via the schools in the communities. So our initiative on World Cleanup Day this Saturday is linked to a competition that State Leopard Trust has agreed to jointly do with us in the schools in Blue Downs. School children have to build a leopard out of waste. So our engagement with the schools and really sort of trying to address the waste getting into the environment in the first place through littering is by making the school children aware of the waste issues in this way. And we've also really targeted schools in Blue Downs for the teachers and the parents to participate in the cleanup on Saturday. So our cleanup is, I think, a little bit different from the normal beach cleanup in that we've really engaged strongly with the community. you know, 95% of the participants on Saturday will be people living in Blue Downs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, creating awareness, because littering is a big problem. You know, people just chucking chips packets onto the side of the road, but also illegal dumping. And our idea is that through engagement really with the community, that the community starts taking ownership of their own place and starts keeping it clean like that.
And I know the long-term goal is, of course, that these places become reclaimed for community use and recreation once again, as they should be when they're not drowning in litter. Now, Santi, you've been through this exercise of the deep clean on the Blue Downs Canal system once before. You did it in July on Mandela Day. And what interested me about what you reported back on that event was it wasn't just collecting litter and passing it along. You did quite a lot of analysis work on what was found and how much of it and which kinds of plastic there were and what was recyclable and not. Who's partnering with you on that kind of research to make sure that these cleanups serve a dual purpose of A, getting the stuff out of the river system, but B, helping add to our knowledge of the nature of the problem?
Yes, we were very, very fortunate to have EnviroServe Waste Management Company on board on Mandela Day. And they are once again assisting us this coming Saturday. So on Mandela Day, it was basically a very small-scale pilot project which we launched. We were in total 28 people that collected 340 kilograms of waste in one morning, basically 2.5 hours. And so we didn't only just collect the waste. EnviroServe also kindly sorted the waste into different waste streams. For example, chips packets. We collected 26 kilograms of chips packets. PET bottles, 51 kilograms of PET bottles. The shocker was the dirty nappies, 48 kilograms of dirty nappies. In the end, 75% of what we collected on Mandela Day, EnviroServe managed to recycle into the various recycling streams, and only 25% then had to be landfilled. So we're going to do the exact same thing this coming Saturday, but we've scaled up quite a bit. The canal is quite a long 10-kilometer canal, but we will be working on about 5 kilometers of that. So we will be spreading people out all along the canal bank. And we're doing it in a competition race. So the teams that bring in the most bags of waste, actually, there's a prize for the team. Mm-hmm. We've been very fortunate to have several organizations, Plastics SA, Speed Wine Farm, Polyco. There's quite a few that's been helping and sponsoring prizes to really increase the community involvement. But, yes, we'll once again do a waste assessment on the waste we collect on Saturday. Our target is 2.5 tons.
Sure.
We're also bringing in something which is really interesting. We've been approached by a company called Acid Pool. They basically developed asset management software. Mm-hmm. And what we will be doing on Saturday is basically test in one section of the canal the software. So it works via an app on one's phone and with a QR code. So the idea is that section of canal becomes the asset. So we will know exactly how many kilograms of waste, along with photographs of the condition of the canal in that specific 1 kilometer section, is collected. And we will then be sorting that waste, and we will also know where the waste is going in terms of the recycling. And that QR code can follow that waste recycled right into recycled end product.
That's
so amazing. It becomes both a tracking and tracing tool, but it also becomes a river canal pollution management tool. So that, when you go back, funding permitted, in 3 months or 6 months' time, another set of photos can be taken. All of that comes into a management software package that Acid Pool has put on the table. So once you start managing the canal banks in that way, to really start understanding where is the pollution hotspot, what's happening over a period of time.
And they say you can't manage what you can't measure. So it sounds like a very clever way of measuring it. Yeah. Santi, are you still looking for more volunteers to join the cleanup on Saturday, or have you got a full complement?
We've got a full complement already. We've essentially gone for a sort of participants had to pre-register. And this morning we went through the final list. We will be a total of 120 people all along. We won't be no more than 25 in one spot at any one time. So COVID regulations and all of that will be adhered to. So unfortunately we already have our full complement of people, but I'm very quite confident to say that we will probably do another cleanup funding committed in another 3 to 6 months, and yes, then we'll put it on the table again.
Santi, if anybody would like to know more about your work and follow you on social media, is your Facebook page the best place to send them?
At the moment, the Facebook page is the best place. We have started the process of registering Sunshine Cleaning as a CDO non-profit organization, and we'll soon be launching a website. Product development sales aspect of our work that we will be manufacturing out of recycled plastic is essentially will be registered as a PTY company, so that sales can be generated and income can be generated that can help part fund some of the non-profit work.
Fantastic story, Santi, and I hope it goes from strength to strength. And maybe you can drop us a line on Monday, please, to let us know how many kilograms of waste or tons. The aim is 2.5 tons on Saturday alone. Let us know if you get there, please. I'd be interested to hear some feedback on what you find. Santi Khos is one of the co-founders of Sunshine Cleaning. We are tweeting the link to their Facebook page if you'd like to read up more about their activities or perhaps partner with them as a sponsor of some kind of their work. Happening, though, this coming Saturday, it is International Coastal Cleanup Day. If you have been thinking about doing something and not quite got yourself organized yet, perhaps do some research and find a cleanup in your area. There are lots going on all over the city at various beaches and river systems that you can join. We've got a voice note on this topic. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Pippa. There are a lot of organizations doing a lot of things. You are probably aware of our local gentry, Lady Cilla Bromley, who started the Geese Organization for Glen Cairn Estuary. And they do very good work, and it's a very amazing way of getting involved in your community by going and helping with cleanups on a regular basis and just basically keeping yourself aware of what's happening in the environment that you live in. Looking forward to your show.
Thank you so much. And thanks. I don't think I've ever interviewed Lady Cilla, but thanks for the tip and certainly a story for us to follow up going forward.